Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition. We're talking to the coordinators today. So, if you got any questions for Rich Bisaccia, Jeff Hafley, or Steno, pass them along. Unless that question is, do you think Giannis is going to leave? Edition. The NFL schedule week is here. We already know one thing. The Packers will not open the season against the Eagles, who both started and ended their season last year. Addition. But, more significantly, Shams Charania reports. Two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo has not made any firm decisions, but for the first time in his career, he is open-minded about whether his best fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere, league sources told ESPN Edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, still working on Facebook, and YouTube, and of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And our NBA insider, we'll have to hear what his sources are telling him from his undisclosed location. By the way, league sources, do they, if they're not Bucks or Giannis sources, don't they have a vested interest in playing up the idea that the great Greek freak is open to moving? He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. They do. But I think the Bucks aren't going to come out and tell Shams that.
No.
And much like you are always trying to find sources on things, you can only go off of as good as what your sources will tell you. And I thought the way the last three seasons have ended and kind of where the Bucks are, this was the first time. Because listen, man, we've been doing this show 8, 9 years, whatever it is.
Ninth anniversary coming up.
I want to say probably since like 2020, 21, even, you know, after the Bucks won a championship, there was always, there has been a concerted effort by national media folks to get Giannis to a bigger market. I don't know why, but there has been. So I think I've always kind of taken that always with a little bit of a grain of salt. It's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, great. Giannis has continued to prove it by re-signing and signing the max extensions. He loved Milwaukee. He loves Milwaukee. This was the first time, and it really about March, April, and then when Dalla Dame ruptured his Achilles, that's when I started thinking, you got no picks, your team's pretty old, you're going to have a full season where Dalla Dame's not going to be available to you. This roster, bleh, if we're being honest, this roster, we saw it against Indiana. Blah, blah.
Indiana might be better than we thought.
This was the first time that I thought there's going to be a lot of credence in what happens. And I talked to someone this morning after I heard all this news. And, you know, I am not an NBA insider by trade. I enjoy the NBA. I still think it's about, let's call it 70% that Giannis stays in Milwaukee.
What is that based
today,
on?
Sourcing. I made a couple of phone calls.
League sources.
And obviously, it's not league sources. This is people close to or adjacent to the Milwaukee Bucks. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Not the same 70%. Sources as Ben Brust on Packers.
No,
to,
God, no.
To Ireland.
No. Okay. No. Now, what I was told is Giannis is more – I think there is a, we got to get some blank together. I think Giannis has always kind of went with it, trusted. He knows that what we're sitting on is not good enough. The thing I'm worried about, and Bucks fans tonight, what we should be worried about, we have to hope San Antonio does not get in the top three. San Antonio's got two lottery picks. That's what makes me nervous. And I don't know if Shams puts this out. Well, because San Antonio has assets and will be willing to make a big move because they got a good roster there. They have Castle, who I think was Rookie of the Year. They got Wemby, if he's healthy. They just grabbed the cat from Sacramento, their guard. So they have pieces in place. And I don't remember who, I think it was Windy on Get Up this morning, was talking about how smart Giannis is about finances. And he obviously, you know, with the Bucks ownership, I think he's learned a lot business-wise. Correct me if I'm wrong, the state of Texas has no income tax.
That is correct.
Yes.
Giannis seems to me to be somebody that, while he's made hundreds of millions of dollars, is going to be very smart about where he ends up going if he leaves the state of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. The state of Wisconsin has pretty high state income tax. So I'm going to ask Governor Evers, I think we should waive the state income tax for Giannis. I think we should.
Just
we
for give Giannis TIF or money. For all of us?
Yes. No, we give TIF money. Well, I'd love it for all of us, but that's a whole other topic for another debate. Property tax. I don't think that's more of a WTMJ conversation.
De'Aaron when Fox, by the way, I think is who you're looking
Fox.
For.
Fox. What does the Fox say? I want Giannis.
He says Castle.
So I think we give TIF money. We are always looking to spur business and industry. I am open, if it keeps Giannis here, to waive his state income tax. I think most Wisconsin sports fans will do that. But this is the first time that I think there's some credence to these reports that Shams and other people are putting out.
Mm. Well, the Spurs would also allow Giannis to reunite with Sandro Mamukelashvili, who was briefly a Buck. So you got that going for you as I look at their roster. All right, so you're not panicked?
No, I'm nervous.
But you're nervous. Thanks
I'm
to
nervous.
Shams' report this morning. Okay.
And I wonder from a fan standpoint, because I'm not so young that I can remember years ago, fans would say, well, he's under contract, tough luck. I don't sense that's how
like Elton Jenkins
look at this. Like Elton Jenkins.
Yeah, Elton Jenkins is under contract. Tough luck.
Talk about that missing Friday.
Yeah. Sorry, it was a callback to earlier this. Never mind.
ESPN
so...
Wisconsin app, bro.
Oh, okay.
So you think you think Bucks fans and Wisconsin sports fans will say, "We understand, we get it."
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to say, "Please don't go." What can we do? Can we call Governor?
Well,
Evers?
No. I think everybody will. It's going to be the Kugler. I mean, I thought we had been done with Kugler. Kugler is going to be in play here.
Elizabeth Kubler Ross, for those of you wondering what Tausch is
talking about. Kevin Kugler Ross.
Yep. We will go through all five stages, but I do believe if Giannis, after conversations, feels like the best option for him is to move it along and to tell the Bucks, "I'm not re-signing. It is time." I think Bucks fans will go through the five Kugler stages and eventually will come to acceptance that this is what will happen because of the greatness of what Giannis has done for this, you know, city, state, and us as sports fans.
All right. So I don't want to jump to that conversation today. Like, will you be understanding or angry if Giannis forces his way out of Milwaukee?
I'm going to say this, Jason, for certain. It will be fans are going to be more upset with the organization than they will be with Giannis. I can guarantee you that.
So I think it's a really, really good question. I think it's the question because we don't know what's going to happen. So it is a hypothetical, which, as we know, Brian Gutekunst isn't afraid of hypotheticals anymore, so I can't wait to ask him some more of those in the future. But it feels overreactionary to be discussing the possibility of him leaving when you yourself, our well-known NBA expert, still believes there's a 70% chance that he's still on the team, which is based on your sourcing. So I don't necessarily want to ask that, but at the same time, I am uber curious because I feel like there is something different about Giannis, and whether it's fair or not, we hold him to a standard of, like, Robin Yount, you know, playing through the hard times to stick with the team so you can stay there your whole career. Leroy Butler, Mark Tauscher, Donald Driver. Like, we don't want him to be Paul Molitor, who leaves in free agency because Bud Selig can't pay him. We don't want him to be Lou Alcindor, who is traded to the Lakers because he didn't want to be here. And lots and lots and lots of great players across all the different leagues have gone and played somewhere else. But we feel like he should be different, which is not fair. But I know that I have Bucks fan friends, and I personally feel that way. So I don't know if I want to confront that, but I am curious. It's very easy to say today, when this story comes out, well, I would blame Jimmy Haslam, or I would blame the ownership group, or I would blame John Horst, or I would blame Doc Rivers more than I would blame Giannis, until he actually is traded somewhere else, in which case I am curious if people would shift when the when it became reality. Does that make sense?
Kinda. So I think there's a couple of things at play here. Obviously, ESPN is hosting the draft lottery tonight. You want to get a little juice. This makes things juicy. Especially
very
here.
Juicy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because these reports come, the idea of Giannis, and I saw some of the, I think it was tweets or whatever platform Giannis and Bobby Portis were on. It made you think that, oh, Giannis is asking Bobby if he's staying. Well, that means Giannis is staying. until I hear it from Giannis, I'll have some skepticism, but there's going to be a lot of smoke with that fire. There seems to be a lot of smoke this time around, and
which means there's more fire than previously?
Yes. Yeah, a lot more. Because of the circumstances that we're in, Chris Middleton is no longer here. Like, the core of the guys that he won a championship with, you're going to be moving along. So now it comes back to, as an organization, how are you going to approach this? And your fan base, I think you're going to see a shift from what we've seen in the past. And you want to look at Packers, or if you want to look back at the Paul Molitor, which I remember vividly because my dad was livid with the Milwaukee Brewers that they did not keep Paul Molitor. That was his guy.
At the organization, so, not at the player.
Correct.
So you're saying this could be similar.
I just think this is going to be looked at more from an organizational standpoint than a Giannis standpoint. I think Giannis, in this spot, I don't think fans are going to bemoan whatever decision he makes. I think we all want him to stay. We want him to chase another championship here. But I think we also look at it from a big picture standpoint. I can understand why Giannis would take a long, hard look at this and say, I don't know if this is in my best interest or in the organization's best interest, because if you keep Giannis, you're going to have to leverage and spend a ton of money. And I'm not sure what you'll get for that. You're not going to sit in rebuild mode and bring in a bunch of young players to surround Giannis. You're going to have to go and get a lot of high-priced cats and be in that luxury apron, whatever that thing is, for a
NBA
long
insider
time. And whether or not you're going to have any more success than you've had the last 3 years, who knows? But from my perspective, like, what I hope happens is that Giannis says, I'm staying. I want to win here. Okay. What I believe was going to happen, I don't think that's how it's going to shake out.
Wilde and Tausch, the home of the only NBA insider who says, and I quote, the luxury apron or whatever that is. We should make that a promo. So can I float one more possibility, and then we will open it up to calls. If you want to answer the question that Tausch posed in the hypothetical of if Giannis were to leave, would you be mad at him or the organization or someone else, whoever it is? I am intrigued by that. The Carbless Talk and Text line is 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Can I? But I hinted at this in the open. I would like to float the idea that this is simply a chess move in order to make sure that he is putting public pressure on the organization and that they know that they are on notice to get their blank together. Is it possible that is simply what this is, along with, and I do, I think there's, and I'm not here to criticize a great partner in the big ESPN, but do I think that ginning up some interest in the lottery by having this story break this morning is helpful to them? I do, and I think that's a fair thing to say. I don't think that that's out of bounds. But, Tausch, do you think it's possible, and we'll hear from Shams in a second, we'll play him in the next segment. But do you think it's possible this is coming in some way from Giannis's camp in order to make a public pressure point on the organization that, hey, I know the times are tough, but I still expect you to do everything that you could possibly do to make us a winner? Because I think we're a 5 or a 6 seed as long as I'm on this team, no matter who I'm playing with. But that ain't good enough for me. Is that possible?
Yes. I think it's definitely possible that this is, we've seen this movie before with LeBron and some of the other stars in this league, that they're going to leverage these ownership groups to spend top dollar to put the best team around them. And I don't think anybody, you know, the thing about that is, though, Jason, that's not been the problem. It's been some of the decisions that they've made. Nobody is sitting here saying the Bucks have been cheap. Like, we've heard that back in the old days. Well, they don't want to spend. They don't want to do this. The Bucks are in that apron, in that luxury tax setup for the last 2-3 years. They have spent. They have went big. You want to talk about opposites. Goody and John Horst. Fan base is looking at saying the Packers haven't went all in. That's all the Bucks have done is went all in. And now sometimes you go all in with a pair of aces and you feel really good about it. Then there's other times you go all in with like a 7-10 offsuit and you're kind of like, boy, I hope.
Hoping for a straight.
I'm hoping for an 8-9 on the flop to give myself a little more love. And there's times that going all in is just you're going to go bust and then you got to go back and get a marker. From the MGM casino, or from
Hard
Rock.
You're starting to lose me. I just had the straight. That's you're going too deep into the.
Well, my point is, Jason, going all in just to go all in. It isn't a smart play. Going all in when you got the cards is the right play. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes a guy blows an Achilles. Sometimes something else happens. But when you go all in, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there. And the flop comes ace-king, and you're sitting there ace-king-queen, and you're sitting there with a 7-10 offsuit, you're screwed. And that's when you got to go get another marker and reset, and then you're looking at your star player and say, why don't you reset with me? And he's like, "Ah, I think I'm going to fly to Monte Carlo and go play there. I got my buddy's got a bunch of cash. I'm going to play there." That seems like a better option. That's kind of what we're looking at.
I did not see the Monte Carlo twist coming. So let's open it up to your calls and your texts. How are you feeling after seeing this report? We'll play Shams's appearance on Get Up so you could hear exactly what he said. Not that you don't trust our own NBA insider, Mark Tauscher.
We've got Windy with some speculation on Get Up this morning, too, and it actually pains me to say that Tausch may have been ahead of the curve on something based on what Windy said, which is, well, I'm sure we'll hear that later.
Is this supposed to be helping or hurting?
Maybe he's on to something. Maybe he's, you know, he's our version of an insider. He's got what he's got, you know?
Yeah, and that luxury ape and whatever you call it. Well, whatever you call your windows, if it's time to upgrade, there's only one person that can help you, and it's not Giannis. It's Gina Della.
Gina Della, there is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now because Pella is offering up to 6 years. Be great to get Giannis to sign another 5-year, 6-year max. But with Pella, you get 6 years of 0% financing. Set up your free in-home consultation today, and you'll commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. The deal ends May 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. We will hear from Shams Charania. At some point, we will also hear from Brian Windhorst. But we want to hear from you as well. Again, the Carbless talk and text line, 844-770-3776. We'll continue this conversation. And for those of you that come here for Packers discussion, we'll get to some a little bit later in the program. But more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Down, falling from blue skies, blue skies, worlds without a sign.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. There is a poll in the field,
which I'm assuming was decided while I ran up to check on my laundry.
I actually had nothing to do with any poll. So Jesse could work.
It was decided. Council of One decided to put that poll in the field. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Quick question for you guys before
can I ask
we
the poll
delve
question?
Into this. And, well, yeah, go ahead. Ask the poll question. Then I'll jump in with my quick question.
If Giannis were to leave the Milwaukee Bucks this offseason, who would you be most upset with? Your choices are Giannis, the Bucks, or I won't be upset.
Yeah. It's an easy answer for me.
The Bucks.
No.
I won't be upset. Correct. Giannis.
I'll be sad.
None of the above.
I'll be disappointed, but I don't
Is
know
it
how
upset,
any of us can
disappointed?
Sit-
I
feel like upset and disappointed are generally the same thing.
Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Like, if I don't care.
What's the defining characteristic of upset doesn't relate to disappointed?
I do care.
Anger.
I understand. So I'm not going to sit here. That's an understanding. And I told you all earlier, I am, like a lot of fans, going to go through the process because it is going to suck. If Giannis leaves, we're going to stink. We're going to stink for a while, and that sucks. But how can I sit here and say, when the Bucks drafted Giannis, that we're going to go through the golden age, and this wasn't the case where I felt like our organization was lazy or wasn't doing everything in its power to build a team around Giannis to win? Like, is there anyone that can look here, sit here in good faith and say, that John Horst and the ownership group and everybody involved didn't do everything in its power to try and find ways to help Giannis win a championship? Like, I don't know how you knew this team wasn't good enough. You went and made some bold moves. Whether or not they were great, I don't know. But you at least, you kept tinkering and trying, and you went and made the big move that brought us a championship with Jrue Holiday. Then you saw, well, this isn't going to work. We need more offense. You went, you go big and bring in one of the all-time 75 great players. That's a great scorer. And it just didn't work for whatever reason. Injuries, etc. So I can't sit here and act like I'm mad about from either side of it because I think this is one of the cases where the effort was given on both accounts, and you know, sometimes blank just doesn't work. And this might be one of those deals.
You would acknowledge now, obviously you didn't know what was going to happen with the Achilles tendon tear suffered by Dame. But you would acknowledge now that that trade has turned out to be potentially, if Giannis leaves, the death knell for the organization.
Sure. Yes. And you know what's funny? It was the right move. Like, very rarely do you look back and have armchair quarterback syndrome and say, yeah, it was a disastrous move, but you know what? It was the right move. That's the case here. It was the right move. They went big. We always say we want our organizations to go big, take big swings, and go for it. They did. We got caught with a curve. We were looking fastball, and the curveball came, and we just couldn't hit it. We were serranoed. We got serranoed.
I mean, in fairness, what was the conversation after last season? Oh, he didn't get a regular offseason to prepare because he knew he was getting traded, and it took him a while to get indoctrinated into the system, and they changed coaches, and like those all happened, but trading for him did not pay immediate dividends last year. Both he and Giannis end up injured during the playoffs, and now here we are a year later. He misses a significant amount of time.
I don't know how the NBA, it's not my area of expertise, views veteran players and what is considered old in the NBA compared to, say, what's considered old with the Green Bay Packers, which I know is 30. That's when you're old. But now you're on the hook for $58 million next year to a guy with a ruptured Achilles who's going to be 36 years old. So maybe we didn't look at the veteran, older player a lot to give up to remake your roster. They took a swing, you're right, but was it a pitch? Was it a good pitch that they swung at?
Yes.
Or were they chasing because they were down three runs in the ninth inning and trying to hit a grand slam?
No, it was the right move.
Okay.
It was the right move, and it didn't work. So you can't sit here and say you want things done a certain way, and then when it happens, and because it didn't work, cry about it.
Well, like, it sucks. It didn't work. For Packers fans that want the Packers to go all in all the time, is this the cautionary tale that Goody would say, look what can happen if you do?
Well, yeah, you can always make that claim, but I think Packer fans would be fine, as we were when we went all in 2020 and 2021. Shake your head all you want.
They didn't go all in. No, you can't say that. They kept guys they already had.
You spent every last nickel that you had. Like, what else did you want them to do?
I don't want to get sidetracked, but I don't think Packers fans would agree with your assessment that they went all in.
Because we didn't win.
No,
because we didn't win it. If we won it, we would have went all in.
I think people view going all in as going out and acquiring people, not going all in as keeping people you already have. That would be my argument. And again, we can do that a different day. Jesse can write it down, or we can forget about it.
Trifectometer of 2021 was a heck of a time. Remember
it
that?
It was something.
That was fun. Pretty good run.
Jesse,
it's going to be a long time. Let me tell you something. Anyone that was involved with the trifectometer, if Giannis gets traded, you can retire the trifectometer. That thing is going to be sitting on the sidelines for a while.
It's been getting dusty for a bit already, but yeah.
Jamie in Orlando has not been involved in a while. All right. Tausch is going to tell us about UW Credit Union. Before that, Jesse, can you play what Shams actually said so people hear it before we take our calls from Annie in Oconomowoc and everyone else that's lined up on
it? Yes, sir. This was the big report from Shams earlier today on Get Up on ESPN.
Sources tell me that Giannis Antetokounmpo, for the first time in his career, is open-minded about exploring whether his best fit moving forward is outside of Milwaukee. So whether he's going to remain as a Milwaukee Buck or move on potentially, he's going to explore that, spend time exploring that, considering those options. And this is really the summit of Giannis Antetokounmpo here in Chicago. You have all 30 teams, all 30 decision makers here, agents here, and those conversations will be naturally substantive and free-flowing. He is the biggest domino in the NBA right now. He's a 30-year-old in the prime of his career, and his potential availability is something that all 30 teams, 29 teams outside of Milwaukee are monitoring. And John Horst, the Bucks general manager, he has reshaped this team multiple times, retooled this team, added talent, brought them their 2021 NBA championship. But they're going into this offseason really depleted on a lot of their resources. They have one first-round pick. They have eligible to be traded. They're not really a cap space team. They're very top-heavy as far as salaries. And we know there's that $54 million salary slot with Damian Lillard. And his performance next season is going to be in jeopardy because of that Achilles injury. And so all eyes here in Chicago are on Giannis Antetokounmpo and his future and what it means for potential contenders, teams trying to take that next step. Obviously, his availability is something every team is going to be monitoring. But he's played 12 years there. There's a lot of equity there. And so he's going to have really the next few weeks to explore his options.
Just so happens that it's when the lottery is being held and it's the summit of all the NBA activity tonight, apparently.
Is it substantive?
I'm not here to correct people on what word choice they make.
That's correct.
I did find the music interesting. I'm not sure what that was.
It was a good jam. Yeah.
Hey, feel like I was... So what is the proper terminology? Is it substantive?
Substantive. So, like, our partnership with UW Credit Union is a substantive, meaningful partnership.
Yes, I love our partnership with UW, and I am excited that I've jumped on board for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, "Old T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Is it to keep your banking local?" Well, yep. Is it that member first service? Well, absolutely. Great perks like early payday? Yeah. But honestly, man, you just saw the graduation, saw all that stuff going on. Bucky, have that association with Bucky. Can't say no to that face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fan will make you do crazy things, but man, this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member like I did. Get your Bucky card as well. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
All right, we'll get to your calls and your texts on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Slow down on Monday.
Let's get to the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Let's start with Ann in Oconomowoc. Fun word to say. Ann, good morning. Thanks for holding on so long. How are things in Oconomowoc?
Wonderful. Thanks for taking my call. I was going back to the interview that Giannis did after the game, and he said how he wished he could have won it for Dame. I think, or I'm asking one of you, don't you think that plays a role in his decision-making? Because obviously if he's traded, we're going to gut that team of their assets and trades and picks. And so I think he feels he could still win with Dame, even if it takes a couple years.
So that's a really interesting question, because I had not the thought of acquiring Giannis, Tausch, and look, they are not trading him for Jimmy Butler. First of all, they had a chance to acquire Jimmy Butler, and there was somebody threw that out there this morning. I don't see that. That does not seem like enough.
That'd be really dumb.
That no Zion Williamson trade that was also out there that the Athletic put together that sent.
I like that.
It ultimately sent Giannis to the Spurs, if I remember. It's a three-team deal. And as our insider suggested, this was not the case. They were not packaging an injured Damian Lillard to get him off the roster either. That was not part of those proposed deals. But to Annie's point, I am curious if you make this trade as the team acquiring Giannis, obviously you're going to have to pay a king's ransom, unless, of course, the Bucks are so nice and they say, well, if he doesn't want to be here, we'll just take the best available deal that someone offers, and even if it sucks, we're still going to do it because we love Giannis, which I would hope would not be the case. There is the danger of giving up a lot, and then it's Giannis and whoever his other guy would be, Wemby or someone else, that would have to go with it, right?
You take that chance 100 out of 100 times.
Sure.
So the question I was going to ask before you read the poll question last segment, I recall.
Oh, way to go.
And the question I have is, if San Antonio wins the lottery tonight and gets the first overall pick, are they really going to want to take Cooper Flagg, who is, by all accounts, a really good ball player, someone that could be a franchise guy? Would San Antonio trade him? And I don't think the Bucks would need more than that, but that would be an ideal starting piece for a team that doesn't have any draft picks moving forward. If you're going to go young, you have to get young players because your draft, you've swapped, you've done everything. You don't have a pick. You don't have anything. So that's why you have to get, if you're going to make this move, if San Antonio gets the number one overall pick, I look at it and say, I'm going to go get Giannis, even if I have to give up Cooper Flagg, because I have all this young talent. We need to get moving. You can only, at some point, you got to put pen to paper. That would be the move. And that, from a Bucks fan standpoint, would be probably the best case scenario if indeed Giannis asks out.
Can they acquire both of the top picks that the Spurs have, or they could take Cooper Flagg and Con Knipl, and they could bring the two Duke guys here?
It's too much Duke for me.
Would you still attend Bucks games as regularly? Would you sit with Coach K when he came to the games?
I think the overarching thing here is, if San Antonio has a big night tonight, all of us should think bad news stuff. For all of us Giannis lovers, that is the worst-case scenario from our end. But it could also be the best-case scenario from the Bucks end.
Houston also, right? San Antonio and Houston kind of in the same
boat. I just don't know what Houston – obviously draft picks. You have to look at it. You need stars. Houston just got knocked out by Golden State. Does Houston have stars? Yeah, nice players.
They got a bunch of young players who could become stars. They're still early and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
All right. We'll get to more calls. And I do want to hear this Windy clip that was described as Tausch possibly being ahead of the curve. So I'm very eager to hear that.
I like that.
I am curious. I'm scrolling through the YouTube commentary here, and among the comments from Rainbow Trout, which I don't know, can you catch that on Casting for Kids? Are there a lot of Rainbow Trout on the chain of lakes?
Know. Steelheads.
Lillard looked over the hill the moment he got here. For every good game, there were two crummy ones. Is that an accurate depiction of that has looked?
You said this earlier. Dame didn't work like he normally does because of the trade. And I thought this season his stat line was pretty good. Now, if you want to get into how he plays defense and all that, that is another conversation. But make no mistake about it, he was brought in here to be a closer and a scorer, something that Giannis needs, especially at the end of games. We've seen the hot potato act a little bit. Dalla Dame has been a closer. That's why they brought him in. They brought him in to help alleviate some of the offensive concerns that maybe a Drew couldn't do or didn't do on a consistent basis.
I get it. Well, we'll continue this conversation. The Packers coordinators are talking today. I do want to get to that at some juncture during the program. But we want to get to more of your calls and your texts on the Carbless Talk and Text. I will also check in on Jesse's poll question, because Jesse felt emboldened and empowered to post a poll without any discussion with either of the people's names on the marquee.
Both the people on the marquee walked away during the commercial break, so I didn't have anyone to talk to.
Interesting.
Took it upon himself. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Cleveland Guardians.
Contreras fly ball deep right field. This is way, way back. Watch this baby fly.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
Some breaking news from the National Football League.
Rodgers?
It is a quarterback. Per Tom Pelissero, the young Canadian quarterback, Taylor Elgersma, has signed with the Packers. So there you go. There's your Packers fix.
All right.
During he was the only quarterback at the rookie camp. Live arm. I'm sure you read about it on Channel 3000.
Nah, I skipped that one. I don't read about four string quarterbacks.
Yeah, we missed that one. I thought
Canadian. Yeah, Canadian fella.
That's how you put A in the title. That was fun.
I thought you said you missed it.
Yeah, I saw the title. I just didn't read it.
Oh, sounds like you missed it.
I read literally every other article you've put up there in the last week and a half, except that one.
All right, let's.
Did you hear? So obviously, the news broke this morning that Philadelphia is hosting the Cowboys.
Correct.
On Thursday Night Football to
September 4th.
Oh, you're gonna get some sprinkling of some of the other games. And indeed, rumor has it. And I'm not gonna Ben Brust this and totally butcher it.
Oh boy.
Smells like the Teen Packers spirit are going to be in Pittsburgh on that Monday night to open the season.
For the opener?
Oh, wow.
They're going to open the season against the Fighting in Steelers in Pittsburgh against
and
quarterback.
That would lend.
Juicy.
That would
Mason
lend.
Mason Rudolph.
And it makes all the sense in the world that would be the case. So We'll find out if that is an accurate report. I think Good Morning America, which for the first time in forever, you'll actually be watching a show that will maybe give us something for the show. Well, what? You and the Palestinians and Israelis, you don't bring a lot to that to the show. Like, I don't. That's what's on Good Morning America most of the time, right?
Tariffs
and trade deals and all this other stuff. You watch that. And
every now and then, Strahan goes in the kitchen and he's making eggs or something. That's all.
Yeah, Strahan's making
Bill
an egg
Belichick
omelet.
Belichick was on this morning, I think. I didn't get to see it, but that's football. Yeah. They've been ramping up their sports coverage significantly lately on GMA.
Jordan.
If Belichick was there, didn't you say Belichick was there this week? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the big 48 story.
48-year difference. Yeah. To Tausch's point, tomorrow on Good Morning America, ESPN will announce some select games. So today, NBC on the Today Show, I think that's where they announced Cowboys-Eagles in the opener on September 4th.
If I'm greedy, I'm irritated. Yeah.
Also later today, or maybe
why are
this.
You irritated? What are you irritated?
Yeah, why are you irritated?
If you're greeny, why would ESPN choose to do this on GMA with Strahan and Robin Roberts
ABC
when he's got his own show to bring
entity.
People in? Yeah, bring people in
ABC.
To get
GMA. More people
boost some
watch
numbers
that
there.
Get up, just not on this panel.
Yeah, get people to go to get up to see who the first Monday night game
sure.
should be.
I'm not sure Good Morning America draws that many more people than.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, what's the difference? I bet it's not a monster amount.
I will, in the break, look up the television ratings
I will
for
assure
Good Morning
you of
America
this.
Vis-a-vis Get Up.
You are the only sports talk show host in the greater Wisconsin area that does show prep by watching Good Morning America. I can assure you of that.
I don't.
What's
just
accurate?
Continuing,
here's
we'll
some
also
tips
get
to
an
save
announcement.
Netanyahu.
We'll also get an announcement today on at least one. Zelensky. Names that you've heard on the news. Prime Video will also announce at least one game today as a sprinkler, as you called it.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow it will be ESPN on Good Morning America. Good Morning America. CBS will announce some games on Wednesday, and so will Netflix. So those will be the sprinklers.
Uh-oh. I want the Packers on Christmas Day.
You want?
I want the Packers Christmas night.
We've had so many Christmas games.
I love it.
Keep me far away from Christmas. I do not want to work on Christmas again.
If you two would
stop.
Well,
don't work. You just take off. It's not a big deal.
Okay. I'm not done.
What do you mean you're not done?
Also, tomorrow, you guys, we'll get back to, for those of you that are enjoying actual Bucks adjacent talk, we will get back to that in the 10 o'clock hour, including Sparky's
Where's
on
John
hold.
Wesley when we need him? Where's the villain?
I will check in with him.
Let's go.
But
all right.
The NFL will also announce its international game matchups tomorrow on Good Morning Football. So we will know tomorrow if the Ben Brust report of Packers Steelers in Dublin is going to be accurate or not. Now, I want to, again, defend Ben that perhaps the Rodgers factor altered what had been planned. I don't know if we'll get an answer on that, if that was the way the league was leaning once upon a time and then shifted after it started to look like Aaron Rodgers would be the Steelers quarterback. Two games in London at Tottenham Hotspur, one in Berlin.
Tottenham!
One in Madrid, one in Dublin, another one in Sao Paulo, and then one more in London at Wembley Stadium involving the Jaguars. All right, that is your NFL schedule rundown. Again, the full schedule to be released on Wednesday evening by the NFL. We will get back to Giannis, and we will hear from Windy along with hearing from your calls and texts on the Carbless Talking text line in 2 minutes. When we kick off the 10 o'clock hour, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.